Brooke Ledgerwood and the Hillsong Worship Team as we talk about What a Beautiful Name, a new song off our album, Let There Be Light. Brookie, I've loved this song since the moment that I heard it. Can you tell me a little bit about where you were when you wrote it and why you wrote it?
I sure can, Cass.
Thanks.
There is an amazing person in our world called Benjamin Fielding, who not only is one of the funniest people in the world and will probably be the future Prime Minister of Australia, but is also one of the best melody writers of our time, I think. Now, this Benjamin Fielding fellow and I got together in December in Sydney, Australia, and he had the first two lines of the song, and we were talking about the back half of Colossians 1, which talks about the supremacy of Christ, and talks about, you know, creation being made through Jesus, and, you know, him doing really cool things. And but then it talks about in verse 26 how the mystery that was hidden for ages and in generations has now been disclosed to the Lord's people, which is Christ in us, the hope of glory. And I guess it began with just the seed of that idea about God's glory, which we have seen through creation and was hinted at through ages and generations, is fully seen in the person of Jesus Christ. And so we began to write it in December and kind of went back and forth for a while and completed it in March, which is when we brought it to our church, and thus it began.
So the verses change from What a Beautiful Name to What a Wonderful Name to What a Powerful Name.
Mm.
Why?
I think there's something about the name of Jesus that I remember a question came up I think someone asked if, just posed the question, is singing beautiful about Jesus too feminine? Would it kind of alienate men? And we actually have an amazing pastor in our church, Ian Woods, funnily enough, who I used as an example. He's just a guy who used to breed mini horses, but just, you know, a lover of people for decades and decades. And I thought of Ian Woods, this amazing, you know, older guy in our church who's been around for years, and I thought, Ian Woods would 100% sing Jesus, You're Beautiful. What a beautiful name it is. Because anyone who has, come face to face with their own flaws and sin and received the grace of Jesus can undoubtedly say that it's the most beautiful thing ever. The name of Jesus is beautiful. It's wonderful. We kind of loved almost the nostalgia of that word. Wonderful isn't a really cool word. And so I think we used it quite deliberately because I think there's a power to that and to kind of to deliberately insert a little bit of wonder in there. And then, of course, the power of the name of Jesus that breaks chains and heals bodies and frees captives. So I think we really loved the idea of singing about the name of Jesus in a way that kind of unfolded some of the facets of the beauty, wonder, and power of his name.
Right.
Yeah.
And then after you sing that, there's that bit in the chorus, is you have no rival, you have no equal.
Yeah.
Like I can remember the first time you led that at home and the whole church kind of, like, without even knowing it, started to roar those words. Mm. It was as if they had sung that song their whole life. And I think time and again, as we've gone out, we've led it on tour, we have led it in all of our churches around the world, the feedback has been, our church has sung it as if they have known it their whole life. Mm. Is that your experience as well?
I think, yeah, I think there's something about singing something which someone in their soul knows is the absolute truth. Right. And bringing that from a heart knowledge to a mouth confession, which then becomes, you know, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So when you hear your own, when you hear with your own ears, your mouth saying something that's true, it creates faith. And I think that's what we experience in our services with not just that song, but a lot of our right. songs, yeah.
And it feels fairly simple and fairly classic.
Yeah.
Timeless maybe.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So maybe, Nige, do you want to show us a little bit of it?
yeah.
Yes.
Well, I think maybe you should talk about this one. It's very, it's more piano and keys driven in this
yeah.
song. So.
I think one of the beauties of this is it's really simple. So my caution would just be to not overplay, not try to just kind of let the beauty of the song shine. So we kind of just play pretty simple chords. Maybe a felt piano if you have it. And then there's this little riff in the instrumental. Just goes like this. So it's just pretty simple, pretty generic. Hopefully it helps people.
It's beautiful. So where does it fit in church? Where do you use this song?
I think you can use this song as a, it depends how you approach it. You can use it as a song three. I often do use it as a song four, as someone was referencing before. And in our context, in Hillsong Church, we usually have 20 minutes of worship at the beginning. Well, it's all worship, but you know what I mean. And so kind of as a song four, you can kind of really lead it to a place where you're finishing with a really strong kind of declaration.
Right.
Yeah.
And works beautifully like at altar calls and those sort of places too, hey?
Yeah, and kind of, you know, and you, I personally love the journey of doing the whole song, but it also, you know, those sections is available. We'll often reprise the bridge, you know, a few times, and it kind of feels like you can get a bit of business done in the spirit as well with that song,
right.
you know, and really shift some stuff. So that's always fun to see happen as well with that song. Yeah.